Chapter 1. Cain. I knock on Bridger's office door. 3 solid raps, and I hear his heavy footsteps on the other side. There is no polite, "come in," as the door is locked with a passcode that no one enjoys except for Bridger himself. Well, probably Wolf, as I doubt someone changed the code since the announcement 2 days ago that ownership changed. He opens the door and gives me a small smile. "Thanks for coming in on your day off." "No problem," I assure him as I step in. "Didn't have anything better planned." Which is the truth. If I had my way, I'd be doing some extra work out at the Double J or some part-time construction with Walt. But neither of those sources panned out. And Christ, I could use the extra work as I got in another fucking bill that doesn't belong to me. And yet it does. It's the story of my life. Working to pay off debt I didn't incur, but that I'm still obligated to settle under the eyes of the law. If Rachel wasn't already dead, sometimes I swear I could wring her scrawny neck out of frustration. Bridger closes the door behind me and motions to the couch. "Have a seat." As he walks to sit behind his desk, I plant my ass on the dark brown leather couch that has seen plenty of action in this office. I know this because I've personally fucked a few of the bartenders in here, though only by express invitation of Wolf or Bridger to join in a threesome when things were slow. "We got a problem that I need you to take care of," Bridger says bluntly, and it causes me to move from slouched posture to ramrod straight. The tone of his voice has me tense.
"What is it?"
"Colton Stokes's membership to the silo has been terminated," he says with little emotion, but I'm still shocked. To my knowledge, no one has been kicked out of the club before.
"I need to know why," I tell him.
Bridger nods because he knows I need to know. As head of security, if this is due to some type of breach, I need to fix it. It's why they pay me a handsome salary with generous quarterly bonuses. To not only keep the patrons of the Wicked Horse, the nightclub portion of this business, safe, but to ensure the secrecy of the silo, the sex club portion of the empire.
"He told Governor Hayes about the sex club," Bridger says with a hard glint to his eye. "Told him his daughter was at an orgy in one of the cabins. Told him about Wolf's involvement." And sudden understanding dawns on me.
I mean, I knew Wolf got out because of Callie, but I just assumed it was because the poor fool went and fell in love and didn't need this lifestyle anymore. But I get it now. There's no way he could have been with Callie if that information was threatened to become public. Governor Hayes is coming into an election year, and he can't afford for it to be public knowledge that his daughter was dating the owner of a sex club and she attended an orgy there.
"Fucking douche," I mutter as I scrub a hand through my short hair.
"Exactly," Bridger agrees. "And not a damn thing you or Wolf can do about the non-disclosure breach?"
"Yeah, that's a dead end."
Wolf and Bridger have a non-disclosure agreement that every member of the sex club has to sign, agreeing to absolute secrecy of the existence of the club and its members. A breach of that agreement sets a minimum limit on damages at a cool million. The only problem is, to enforce that agreement, Bridger, as the sole owner of the business now, would have to sue Colton. That would be public record, and there's no way in hell a legal document could be filed and made available for anyone to see that publicly accused him of outing the governor's daughter as a participant in an orgy. The desire to keep the club secret wasn't born of any shame or embarrassment by Wolf or Bridger. On the contrary, they're extremely proud of what they've created.